This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is doubling down on plans to invade Rafah in southern Gaza, even as ceasefire talks move ahead with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Netanyahu says with or without a deal, the Israeli military will move into Rafah, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are sheltering, and which he says is Hamas's last major stronghold. The U.S. has warned Israel against any Rafah offensive that puts civilians at risk.
And nothing's changed about that.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Israel's worked in good faith on a proposal that would essentially include a trade in the pause for fighting for Hamas releasing hostages. Sagar Magani, Washington.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Tuesday there's been incremental progress toward averting a, quote, entirely preventable human-made famine in the northern Gaza Strip.
But much more is urgently needed, including the promised opening of the two crossing points between Israel and northern Gaza, so that aid can be brought into Gaza from Ashdod port and Jordan.
Guterres also said a major obstacle to distributing aid across Gaza is the lack of security for humanitarian workers. Standoffs between pro-Palestinian protesters and U.S. college administrators appear to be coming to a head. Columbia University in New York limited campus access after protesters took over a building early on Tuesday. The school promised they would face expulsion. Police moved to clear an encampment at Yale University in the state of Connecticut. But at Northwestern University near Chicago, school officials have reached an agreement to allow demonstrators through the end of spring classes.